Nancy Samuel does not want to be recognized. She's one of 70 women recently arrested at a nightclub in Nigeria's capital, Abuja. They were accused of being sex workers. She says some police officers sexually assaulted them while they were in custody.
Some policemen that day, they were pushing us into the coaster. Some of them were touching our breasts. Some of them were even putting it into our vagina. It's very, very wrong. They are just busy abusing us. It's not right.
Hassan Abubakar is the official in charge of making such arrests.
I am not really aware of the sexual abuse. I don't know where you got your information, but they were arrested. And it's not only prostitution. Well, in their own issue, it is a double crime. They were prostitutes and they were naked.
Abubakar's agency, the Abuja Environmental Protection Board, AEPB, led this raid, but he denies knowing anything about the sexual abuse. The agency was set up to protect the environment of the Nigeria's capital, but it's now part of a multi-agency task force that arrests people for loitering and causing what they call nuisance to society. Some of their main targets, sex workers. Prostitutes are often treated as criminals. According to human rights lawyer Malaki Uguamadu, although the law does not specifically state that prostitution is a crime, the sex workers are arrested, extorted, and sometimes sexually assaulted by police.
Prostitution itself, which is the act of prostituting yourself, illicit sexual activity, however bad, is not a crime yet in Nigeria. And therefore, we must be very circumspect in proceeding with the abridgment, infringement of the rights of Nigerians.
Sex work is growing increasingly popular, but many Nigerians openly condemn it because of the country's conservative culture. That's why violations against the human rights of sex workers are often ignored. Every night in Allen Avenue in Lagos, an area well known to Nigerians for its commercial sex activities, the club here are busy, cars lined up, and young women stand on the street corners waiting to sell their bodies for as little as 700 naira, or about 2 euros. Many of them tell us that they have no other option. Since they can't find work, this is the only way they can survive the economic hardship in Nigeria. We meet the regional leaders of the Nigerian Sex Workers Association. They anonymously advocate for the government to stop violence against sex workers. They say the government's attack against sex work is one-sided. Susan Paris Atinuka is a sex worker.
For crying out loud, what about the men that patronize us? Because if you are arresting only the people that sell sex, what about the people that patronize us? Because if they don't buy for us, we'll not be in the street and we'll sell sex.
Killing a woman is not a crime.
Killing a woman is not a crime.
These activists say that arresting only the women without arresting their male customers is an attack against women's rights in general. Ebele Molua is part of the campaign, hashtag Say Her Name Nigeria.
So we're here standing in front of the police trying to tell them enough is enough and to stop molesting Nigerian women on the streets for simply having their rights to freedom, for simply going out at night, for simply dressing the way they want.
While human rights groups are helping the affected women get justice, Nancy says she is happy to finally be free from police custody.